Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Buenos Dias. Buenos Dias. Now, even if you don't know how to speak Spanish, I am positive you know what the term Buenos Dias means. In fact, it is the most recognized Spanish term in America. Every American knows what it means. It simply means good day. If you ever go to Mexico, you can walk by people and everyone you see will say Buenos Dias, Buenos Dias. You'll say it at least 10 to 20 times every single day. And again, all it means is good day. Ironically, most people don't have good days. They end their day with regret and they end their day hoping or wishing that it would have gone better. And many people suffer from a series of bad days. What if I were to tell you that there is a way to guarantee that you have good days every day, that you can not only say Buenos Dias, but you can live Buenos Dias every single day of your life. I believe that it's found in our GOOD acronym, the four key components that are required to have repetitive good days. That G in our GOOD acronym reminds us of the importance of giving. Yes, my friends and neighbors, giving. Nothing can energize your day quite like giving. You know, there are many things that we can give, and earlier this week I had the opportunity to visit an orphanage, and it reminded me of the importance of giving thanks, because there were children there who all we gave them was small toys, things that most kids in America would discard or not even regard as a toy. But these kids were so appreciative of even the little things. It's sobering to understand the power of just giving thanks. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you just to think for a moment of all the good things you have been blessed with, and don't let the day go by without repeatedly giving thanks. Giving thanks will elevate you. It'll take your mind to a whole nother level. Some are upset about traffic, but forget to give thanks about the fact they've got a car to drive. And then others may be upset because they don't think that they have the right outfit, or it doesn't match. It may be a stain on it here and there, without giving thanks for the fact that they've got outfits to choose from. My friends, one of those first components of having a good day is learning to give thanks. Not only to give thanks, but also to give your time, and then finally to give it everything God. One of the greatest things that you could ever give is all of you in any situation, in any aspect, to say, I'm going to put all of my might and all of my energy into doing one particular thing. Giving it all God is an art form, and it will guarantee you have a good day. That O in our GOOD acronym, the first one, reminds us of the importance of being opportunistic. Yes, my friends and neighbors, opportunistic. That's when you look for opportunities everywhere. When I was a kid, we used to play this game called scavenger hunt, and my mother would write down a list of items that she had already hidden from us, and then those items were random, obviously, and my sisters and I go around the house and then in the backyard and in the front yard looking for items that were hid. Well, what it did for us is it trained our eyes to look everywhere for an opportunity. So as we look for this, trying to win the scavenger hunt game, every place we looked had the potential to be an opportunity. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, everyone you meet has the potential to become an opportunity. Every place go has the potential to become an opportunity. You never know who you might. I encourage you to talk to a stranger or to walk up to somebody that you've never met before and strike up a conversation. You never know where the opportunities might find you. It's amazing that how most of the greatest relationships all happen happened randomly. They happened because somebody met somebody, and then who knows what happens from that point on. Well, by the same token, my friends, when we are opportunistic, that means that we believe that something has been planted in this particular day that was designed to be a blessing to us. Oh, that's wonderful when you can walk in opportunity, realizing that every person you meet might be the person that unlocks a door to an exciting new future, that every place you go might be the place, the next place you visit may be the place that you come in contact with some life-changing opportunities. That O and R good acronym, that second one, reminds us of the importance of realizing we are all overdue. Yes, my friends, we are all overdue. Have you ever seen a woman that was 14 months pregnant? Of course not, because you know that that's too long to carry a baby. In fact, if a woman is 14 days pregnant or overdue, the doctor will induce labor, saying, hey, it's too, you got to make sure that you get this out of you. Think about what you're overdue on, my friends. All the gifts and the talents and the abilities that are lying dormant right now, that all they have to do is be revived, because we're long overdue. Most people have gifts they've sat on for years. Some have things that they could have been doing a long time ago, and we're overdue for success. If you wake up every morning realizing that you're overdue and that this is the day that you come to fruition, that the things inside of you are reawakened, that the energy that you've been relaxing or sitting on or sleeping on comes alive today, I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to think about the areas in your life that are long overdue. I wouldn't be surprised if today was your greatest day because you realize that you're overdue. Finally, that in our good acronym reminds us of the importance of discriminating. Yes, discriminating. Now, that may surprise some because many people don't believe in discrimination. Well, obviously, if it's in the wrong context, you're exactly right. However, you can discriminate against negative, against average mindsets, against time wasters, against people who only want to talk about trivial nonsense, and those that not want to advance. You can discriminate. That means when they call you, you can press ignore. When they text you, you can forget about the text and start focusing on things that are going to energize you rather than things that are going to pull you down. My friends and neighbors, we need an art of discrimination. There needs to be people who have a hard time connecting with us simply because they don't want to go anywhere or anything. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to think about those who you need to discriminate against. The people who you've tried to help and they don't want help. They just want to waste your time. The people who always call you with negative information and gossip and rumors. I challenge you to be discriminatory and say, hey, I don't have time for that person because I'm walking in Buenos Dias. I'm looking for a good day. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.